Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin ETFs continue to seize headlines as a record inflow of $1.2 billion was observed on October 7th, with BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust ETF leading the way by attracting approximately $967 million. The fund is nearing $100 billion in assets under management and is generating around $244 million in annual revenue. This impressive performance cements its position as BlackRock's most profitable ETF mere 135 days after its launch. In other institutional developments, Grayscale Investments has become the first American asset manager to integrate staking into its Ethereum exchange-traded funds. Investors in both the Grayscale Ethereum Mini Trust ETF and the Grayscale Ethereum Trust ETF can now earn staking rewards, either through reinvested gains or cash payouts. This step, facilitated by recent Securities and Exchange Commission clarifications, not only enhances yield potential, but also boosts the appeal of crypto ETFs to institutional buyers. AMD made waves by securing a 6-gigawatt GPU contract with OpenAI, which includes an option to purchase up to 160 million shares, roughly 10% of the company. Following the announcement, AMD's stock skyrocketed by over 25% as it seeks to loosen NVIDIA's grip on the artificial intelligence chip market. Despite lingering challenges with its ROCm software platform, this move signals a strategic pivot in the high-performance computing space. Regional news underscored Japan's ascendance as the crypto capital of Asia. At the recent Token 2049 event, experts noted that Japan's well-established regulatory framework, a legacy of past incidents like Matt Gox and Coincheck, now positions the nation as a prime destination for institutional investors, especially as Singapore grapples with escalating compliance costs. Meanwhile, corporate strategies are shifting. Strategy, the largest corporate Bitcoin holder with nearly 640,000 coins valued at almost $80 billion, paused its Bitcoin purchases while issuing dividend payments totaling $140 million. This marked the first pause since July, reflecting a cautious yet measured approach to treasury management. Elsewhere, Solana reported annual revenues of approximately $2.85 billion, rivaling tech giants like Palantir and Robinhood, while analysts from Standard Chartered forecast that stablecoins could lure $1 trillion in deposits from banks in emerging markets over the next 3 years. Finally, on the innovation front, co-founder Farrokh Sarmad of Myriad outlined his vision at Token 2049 to embed their prediction market protocol across diverse platforms, bolstered by $18.5 million in USDC trading volume and the integration of artificial intelligence in market sentiment analysis. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.